Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
State Question 792 will improve our economy by helping diversify agricultural production. Before Prohibition, Oklahoma was a leading grape producer with 10 times as much acreage in production as we have today. We can return to that elite status with a yes vote on 792. Former Oklahoma Farm Bureau Family of the Year, Dennis and Elaine Flaming, say voting yes on 792 will help get products to market and lead to job growth. Local grocery stores like United, Williams, and Reese's from all across the state are supporting the passage. And passage of 792 will lead to hundreds of new Oklahoma jobs. Please join respected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers like Dennis and Elaine Flaming of Fairview, Tim Laddick of Drummond, Jack Sherry of Holdenville, and hundreds of others in voting yes on 792. The last question on the ballot. For more information, go to yesonsevennintwo.com. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Incorporated.
Well, look for hog paper Tuesday morning to open moderately higher, boosted by follow-through buying and firming carcass value. The cattle complex should remain on the defensive in the early rounds with further price pressure tied to spillover selling and long liquidation. Well, more times than not, Tuesday is typically a time of, well, do-nothing in cattle feeding country with bids and asking prices pretty far apart and really not well-defined. Yet some packers seem quite close to the knife, and that could mean buying interest actually gels this week a bit faster than normal. On the other hand, Monday's round of crashing futures could make feedlot managers shy in throwing out asking prices as well. Now, the cash hog trade should open today with steady to weak bids, the cost of live inventory steadily eroding, and carcass value appreciation. There's little reason to doubt that this week's kill will once again total over 2.5 million head, at least 5% more than last year. The futures for the hogs geared to open moderately higher today, supported by residual buying and short covering. On the futures, the soybeans closed at a four-day high yesterday following a new sale to China and amid support from higher outside markets that were buoyed by news over the weekend that the FBI's latest email probe will not result in charges against Hillary Clinton. The equities had dialed in a Clinton victory until late last week when a new probe surfaced to knock markets lower then. In addition to the election crop, traders await Wednesday's USDA report, which they expect will show a small reduction in the corn crop and a small increase in the soybeans. Winter wheat markets closed a few cents lower yesterday but remained in the narrow range of recent sessions. Spring wheat, however, fell to a five-week low after closing down for the fourth time in the past five sessions. Corn finished lower but remained within its recent narrow trading range. The higher dollar likely prompted some selling, while export inspections and the sale to unknown destinations were supportive. And soybeans finished at a four-day high in light trading, with January settling 5 cents under the 100-day moving average and above the 20, 50, and 200-day levels. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our cattle futures, live cattle, December down 107 at 101.65. February was down 150 at 102.80. November feeder cattle down 155 at 124.07. And January down 160 at 116.25. December hogs up 95, 47.10. And the February was up a dollar at 53.97. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. December was down 1.5 at 410. The March was down 2 cents at 427.75. On the Chicago wheat, December down 4.25 at 410, and the March down 4.25 at 427.75. December corn down 2.5, 346.25. March down 3.25 at 355.25. January soybeans up 7.75 at 998.5. March up 8.25 at 1005.5. December cotton up 31, 68.76. March up 34, 69.44. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.